When Governor Mike DeWine signed the controversial bill into law that bans abortion after a fetal heartbeat is detected, the woman who launched the first version of it in Ohio in 2011 and fought for it till it passed wasn't there. Faith to Action's Janet Folger Porter clamored for passage of the legislation known as the Heartbeat Bill for 8 years, during which former Governor John Kasich vetoed it twice. She was excited when lawmakers passed it a third time.
The change that we see is that now, unlike the last 8 years, we now have a pro-life governor.
So it was noticeable when Folger Porter wasn't at the bill signing ceremony. She's publicly said she was disinvited. DeWine's office declined to talk about the situation, but Ohio Right to Life President Mike Ganadakis was invited. His group had refused to endorse the legislation until late last year. I asked Folger Porter about the role of Ohio Right to Life's late involvement in getting the bill passed.
Insignificant.
In recent years, Folger Porter used tactics some lawmakers considered heavy-handed to get the bill passed. She was also a spokesman for former U.S. Senate candidate Roy Moore as he faced pedophilia allegations. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.